Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to part 4 of Miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we talk about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam getting the sun to come back, to re-emerge after sunset. Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha tells us the story that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at a place near Khaybar, and the time of Asr had set in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed Asr Salam, and Ali radiallahu anha had come. And for some reason, Ali radiallahu anhu had still not performed his Asr Salah. And the Nabi of Allah asked Ali to sit down, and he wanted to rest in the lap of Ali radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah, what was the nature of this relationship between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his young cousin Ali, who grew up in his house and then became his son-in-law? So as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting in the lap of Ali radiallahu anhu, revelation started to come. And Sahaba could see the signs when revelation would come. One Sahabi mentioned once in a narration that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting on my lap and the revelation started to come. The weight of it was so severe, it was like my leg was being broken. That was the weight of revelation. Now Ali radiallahu anhu did not interrupt the process of revelation descending. And at the same time, his Asr was not performed. And the sun set and the time of Asr lapsed. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed the process of receiving the revelation, it was then that the thought came to mind, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ali, did you read your Asr? He said, no, Ya Rasulullah. Now imagine the predicament of Ali radiallahu anhu at that time, because he was a strong Muslim, he wanted to perform his salah. But on the other hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his lap and the revelation is coming. What a conundrum for him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood his plight. And look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for Ali radiallahu anhu, and also the emphasis on the importance of salah. The love for Ali radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to pacify him. But he could have pacified him by telling him, okay Ali, it was out of your control, I didn't know, and you did not want to interrupt revelation, Allah will forgive you, and that's the end of the matter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have pacified him in that way. But on the other hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to also emphasize the importance of salah, that salah should not be missed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up his hands and he started making dua. That, oh Allah, Ali is a sincere Muslim. Oh Allah, Ali was in the service of your Rasul. I beg you to return the sun so that he can perform his Asr Salah. And the sun came back. Subhanallah. Imagine what a spectacle it must have been. The sun came back. Its rays were radiating, according to the narrator of the incident. And Ali radiallahu anhu then performed his Asr Salah and the sun set again. So this was a great miracle that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown and had displayed, and which has been authentically documented. He made the sun come back after sunset. Ali radiallahu anhu performed this salah and then it set. The love that he had for Ali radiallahu anhu and the emphasis on salah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.